March has arrived, and we are only weeks away from the big tournament. That tournament. Make sure to head to BetOnline and open an account today to get in on their $100,000 Bracket Madness contest starting on March 15th. That's right, I said $100,000 on March 15th. You don't need to be hardcore to get in on the action, and with multiple entries available, it's this season's best chance to cash in. And remember, the NBA and XFL, and if you're into that, are still going strong. So whatever your passion is, BetOnline is the place to be for all your betting needs. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure that you use that promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for your 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Sacramento, 3-on-1, Bagley the step, Bagley with the dunk, and you can put it in the book and send it to the left.
There it is, Buddy Hield alone at the top of the Kings record book.
Oh, I like to see Fox Force 5 in the open court.
Fox into the lane. Oh, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kings Pulse Podcast. My name is Brendan Nunez. Got Rich Ivanowski on here as we usually do. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm good, man. I'm relaxed. Just hopped out the bath. You know how it is. very silky. How are you today?
It's like a regular thing now, huh? It's like every day.
Not every day. On the weekends, to be sure.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I just got home from Golden One Center, watched this Pistons game, and I think we could just jump right into it. At the start, was a bit concerning, and it's like, wow, this team that is definitely tanking, you're really going to go down. I think they ended up down 19 points at one point. It was like 1-18 at the start. And there's just no reason that a Detroit team that's tanking should come out and have more energy than a team that's chasing the 8th seed and hasn't made it for, 13, 14 years.
Yeah, I think that it kind of goes to coming back from a road trip and Sunday early afternoon game, I guess. Yeah. But it doesn't really – I mean, even still. It does feel like – I don't know. It gives me a little bit of pause, because if you really want to be taken seriously as a playoff potential team, you got to handle the Pistons.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you go down like that against a serious team and you're not coming back from it, really, or you just have a big uphill battle. But against Detroit, you know, you can just have a good second quarter of just ridiculous offensive rebounding. And pretty much my analysis was that Harry Giles went out there and said, fuck this shit, and just took over the game and just decided he was going to get every single rebound and just have more energy than anyone out there.
Harry was great. It also helped that D Rose just like rolled an ankle, and they've already moved on from a lot of their key players this season, but without Derrick Rose, and also, I mean, it was a motley crew out there that was, did not feel, I mean, like Langston Galloway felt like a superstar for stretches of that game, and that's not what you want to see if you're a Kings fan.
Yeah, you definitely don't. Harry played a decent game, and then in that second quarter specifically, they really brought it back. I think it was practically a tie game. I think they were down 2 at half after that terrible start. And then, I mean, Sacramento was pretty much able to do whatever they want in the second half. There wasn't much to it. Like, they sort of took turns. Bogey had a nice stretch at the start of the third, getting wherever he wanted on the floor. And it was nice to see him hitting some shots. He's definitely been struggling recently, ending with 15 points on halfway decent percentages. He had an okay game, and then Buddy turned it on for a little while. Alex Len had himself a ridiculous run. I think it was in the start of the fourth that he had 3 blocks within a good couple minutes. And Alex Len, man, ends with 8 points, whatever, 13 rebounds, 6 of them offensive, and 5 blocks this game.
You really like Alex Len.
I really do. And, you know, we're going to need to check these screen assists too. This, the Rudy Gobert, like, trademark stat, because I swear that man set some nice screens. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what else there is to really say about this one. De'Aaron Fox got to line 10 times. It's nice to see he knocked down 9 of them.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. Yeah, Buddy was 1 for 9 from 3 for most of the game. And then I actually went to tweet. I'm like Buddy Hield's just due. Like, he's due. Like, he's shooting a lot of these. And I have the feeling, like, a couple of these are going to go down, and that'll be the difference. And, like, before I could send the tweet, he hit one from the deep left corner, and then he hit another one, and it's like, all right. Yeah, like, I think that he was just due for a couple of those, and part of that drought was contributed to them being down. You know, I am in on Len as far as him being a totally useful center and totally useful part of the rotation when he needs to be, but yeah, I mean, a part of me just still doesn't buy that kind of cast off type players are really going to make the difference, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, I think that can sort of take us into this next little conversation that starts with Len playing well. The Kings put out an update today that Holmes, with his shoulder tear, right shoulder tears, it says, is making progress and is on track with his reconditioning plan. In recent days, he has initiated his basketball-specific court progression and is moving into full contact activity with hope of returning to team practice later this week. Obviously, you want Holmes out there. Holmes is the best center on this roster. I don't think there's any debating that. I'll shout out a couple people here because we put out a tweet asking what we want, any questions people had that they like us to answer. And there were a couple of the same sort of things, saying, how will Rashawn Holmes fit in the rotation when he comes back? It seems a bit crowded already. What do you expect the big man rotation to look like when we get Holmes back, and maybe even Bagley? This is from Harry Giles, Harry, like H-A-I-R-Y. That's a great name. And then you got Glorious 24. But yeah, so what do you think? Holmes obviously is your starter here, you know, say he gets 30 minutes a night. And then what do you do with this backup between Giles and Len?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely just give Holmes as much as he can reasonably handle in terms of his health. Like, you probably don't want to go over, like you said, 30 minutes a night. But yeah, you definitely do that. I mean, if it were up to me, I probably would do a pretty clean swap for Len for Holmes. I mean, Len played 27, 28 minutes tonight. I wouldn't mind just going all that right to Holmes and that be it. I mean, I'm okay with that. I understand that he's been good, but he is on an expiring contract. I don't think, like you've mentioned and like I agreed with, I don't think he's like a priority in any way going forward. I think he's kind of there to do this. I think he's kind of there to be a stopgap. And if he can give you a little bit of plus production when he's needed, great. But it doesn't mean you got to start, you know, reinventing your lineup and the way that you're going to play your guys.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And, you know, like, you give majority of the minutes to Giles. Like, you look at tonight, I mean, Giles is a guy that brings an insane amount of energy, him and Bazemore. Also, Corey Joseph played really well in this one, and he was a little hobbled. So just shout out to Corey Joseph on this one for playing hard. But, yeah, you can't replace, like, the energy of Giles, and he's just been very aggressive on the boards. He's got a little bit of like a post game to him recently. He's got this little baby hook that's feeling good, and obviously the passing. But you know, at times that sometimes Giles is going to go out there and just not produce the way you want him to. Maybe he gets a little foul prone, and you have Len in case Giles happens to not be working out. But I'd give him to Giles first. If it doesn't work out for whatever matchup, then I might switch it over to Len if need be.
Yeah, like foul trouble or just a guy that's kind of a little too big for Giles to handle defensively. Because Len does have – he's got a lot of size.
Yeah, definitely does. And I wanted to ask you, because you sort of mentioned Harry as a four on our last episode, do you think that you could play Harry and Len or Holmes?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. I think he's more, I think that it's kind of more of a, you know, he's probably still better coming off the bench. I don't know that I would start him at the four necessarily, but I think he can play alongside of the guy in stretches. I think that with Len, I don't see a ton of redundancy in their, in the way they play. I think that Harry can be a little more of a perimeter guy. I think that, you know, it's, I don't necessarily wouldn't condone just flipping the switch overnight. You know what I mean? I think that you have to let him start to stretch it out and shoot. But then when he's comfortable shooting it, I think that it's totally fine to have him up on the perimeter, and I think it's fine for him to defend a little more on the perimeter. And Len is just kind of an anchor type, you know, he's going to be around the basket, and I don't think that would be too hard to manage.
Yeah. I think defensively you could get away with it, but the offense, I don't think I'm a big fan of it with Giles not shooting much yet. Like he's okay. Like free throw line, maybe half a step back from that. I mean, he's probably better than okay. I think you could say he's good from there. But I think of, you know, when you're running offense through Harry in, like, from the elbow or from the nail, having Alex Len there in the paint, because he's not shooting threes this year. I don't think he shot a single three since he's been in Sacramento. I think that really clogs up the lane for all these backdoor cuts that you see going on, that Giles is really able to hit these guys. So I wouldn't be the biggest fan of playing with Giles at the four. I think you could maybe get away with it a little bit, but I don't know how much I really would like to see that one.
I just don't really understand, like, what is there to say that he can't shoot from long range? Like, I don't really get that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, I'm with you, but I just need to actually see it, you know?
Well, I mean, that's what playing him at the four would be the point. That's what I was trying to argue on our last podcast, is like you develop that, like you actually give him a chance to do it. I mean, this season, you know, outside of 16 feet, he's shot 38%, which is pretty solid for a long range jumper. You know, I mean, like that, like you just gotta, it's not like you do need proof of concept to be able to like roll with it, but there's just nothing, there's no evidence to the contrary either. There's nothing that's saying, oh man, well, he just can't hit those, so he can't take them.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's, I see where you're coming from with that one. But yeah, you know, Sacramento took this one and they absolutely needed to win this game. And then the next one that you're looking at here is another absolute must win, like we've said, at home against Washington on Tuesday. And the other question that we have in here, Rich, is from at Vlade's burner. Go ahead.
Sorry. I know that part of that question, or part of one of the questions that came across, was also about Bagley if he were healthy. So just before we get on to the next question, I mean, do you feel the same way about Bagley as far as, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any more proof that Bagley is a better shooter or a good shooter from that distance. I mean, do you just feel like Bagley needs to be the five as well?
I think he should be, but I think that they're kind of playing, I think you're mainly going to see him at the four with what's going on with Holmes and Giles. I don't know. I mean, obviously I think Giles and Bagley can play together. And yeah, I mean, Bagley's going to shoot it a bit from deep. I'm not necessarily comfortable with it, like you're kind of saying here. But yeah, I would prefer to be seeing Bagley at the five for sure.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think he shot from three this season when he was healthy, Bagley?
Oh, something pretty low, probably. It would be like 31%.
18%.
18. Ooh, like a real low. I mean, it's over 13 games, right? So
sure, but I mean, last season he shot 31. So
yeah,
career, he's sitting at 28. I mean, I don't understand like the difference between why can't Giles like be experimented with those deeper shots as well. And I don't know. I just think based on how smooth the jumper does look from the nail and beyond, like between that little area there between the free throw line and the 3-point line, like he seems to be, the shot just looks smooth. The form looks good. They seem to go down enough. I don't know. I don't really understand why Giles has been kind of made into the five and Bagley's the four, especially when you kind of want from your four a little bit more passing as well. And he's definitely the better passer. So yeah. I just never really understood that differentiation.
Yeah, no, I definitely see what you're saying there. And I mean, if you're talking that shot between the nail and the 3-point line, it's practically the length of a corner three, you know,
would you be more comfortable with Giles shooting that than Bagley or about the same?
I don't know. It's hard to say right now, but Bagley's obviously been rough, like we just said. I don't know which I feel more comfortable with. Like in theory, Giles, but again, just having not seen it at all, I don't know. I mean, if I have a preference, I don't want either of them really shooting from three right now. I guess I'd probably pick Giles.
Yeah, I mean, 18 is low, man.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that surprised me when I saw that.
Yeah, that's it's definitely concerning. And okay, last thing we got here again at Vlade's burner. What does Rich have to see to believe in the playoff hunt? Is there anything that can make you believe?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I definitely could believe. I think that I need a little more of a resume. I'm just gonna go looking here for. I don't know. I was looking through they have that one win against the Clippers. Kawhi recently. That's like the one where it's like, okay, well, that's a really legitimate win, right? It feels good, good margin, good team you're playing against, road game, like everything that checks all the boxes. But outside of that, I don't know how many like really solid wins, how many really impressive wins they have this season at all. And we talk about how their schedule is, you know, going to be pretty, not like crazy easy, but easier than league average going forward. And I wonder if it's been a little bit easy in the last couple of months as well. And that's kind of helped a little bit on some of these wins. I mean, we know Golden State, you know, that win probably doesn't mean much. And then these Minnesota games and a lot of,
even that Phoenix one. Phoenix is bad right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then like, I think there was a Heat game without Jimmy, and there's just like a lot of weird games where the team ends up like not having their best players for some reason. I just don't know that like the Memphis games are probably the best wins that they've got outside of that one standalone Clippers win.
I mean, there is like, if you go a little further back, I mean, like the Boston game, I guess you could just say Buddy just went crazy in that one. I think it was career high. He ended up with 35. They beat Denver in OT. They had a nice little stretch where they beat Dallas and Houston on that Bielitsa game winner. OKC, the game after that on, I think it was a bogey game winner. So they have some decent ones.
I was more referring to like this sort of
got it
stretch of when it feels like they're playing better. It just feels like they're beating up on kind of bad teams. You're definitely right. Like if you go back into 2019, that Boston game for sure. A couple of those, but like those are months in the past now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's totally fair. So you need to see some substantial wins. And like you talked about, I mean, there's a stretch coming up after Washington where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 playoff teams in a row. How many of those games do you need to win?
Yeah, this is where I'm at 100%. This is the stretch for me. First of all, got to see this win against Washington on Tuesday. Like that's just, you've got it at home. You got to win that game.
And I kind of feel like you got to win the Philly one if Simmons and Embiid are both out.
If they're both out, well, Shake Milton is healthy. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That to me is a huge stretch. Was it 9 or 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, yeah. Orlando and New Orleans.
technically speaking, could both be playoff teams. But yeah, I would say of that Sixers, Blazers, Raptors, Pelicans, Nets, Mavericks, Rockets, that stretch of seven, if they win four of those, I'm in. Like if they are above 500 in that stretch of legitimate playoff threat teams, like that's, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that it's somewhat reasonable, you know, like, and especially the, so the Philadelphia one, like we said, if Embiid and Simmons are both out. Portland one, if there's still no Lillard and it's the second night of a back-to-back for Portland, could have a little bit of hope. And obviously, I'm being optimistic here with this, you know. Brooklyn and New Orleans, like, I feel like are somewhat similar levels to the Kings. I mean, they're a little higher than Sacramento, but those are winnable, you know. Like,
yeah,
I think it's somewhat reasonable that they could pull off four of these. But I agree with you, like, you need to see that happen.
You need to see it happen. And I guess part of the reason I'm just not as fired up is a lot of these wins and a lot of – like this whole opportunity to make the playoffs, it's all because of failures of other teams. It's not like the Kings are out there taking the world by storm. It's like, well, the Grizzlies lost a couple of guys and they have a really tough schedule. And then Lillard's been out and the Trailblazers have been suffering and failing and flailing around. And, you know, the Spurs don't seem to have it this year and on and on and on. It just feels like, you know, the Pelicans, now everyone's excited about, oh, J.J. Redick's hurt. Maybe there's another chance there. It's like everyone is failing around them. And it just feels like the opportunity is kind of by process of elimination, where if the Kings just, I don't know, get healthy and stay healthy and Rashawn Holmes comes back and then they just play 500 ball, like almost 500 ball, then that's where the excitement is. And it's just not, I'm not like convinced by that as a theory.
I mean, if it's enough, man, I'm for it. And like, to their credit, they are playing well. You're right. Like, these aren't great teams you're beating. They're pretty bad teams a good amount of times, but you've still won six of your last seven. I mean, they've lost to a lot of bad teams and they feel like a very respectable team when they go out there each night. I mean, this Detroit one was scary to start because like, I felt like we hadn't had a stretch where they came out and it's like, man, this team looks really bad. I felt like we hadn't had that in these last like seven games. And
it's 5 of 6, just to correct you there. They had lost the two before that. So I don't know. I mean, still solid. Like, you're right. Like, still solid. Definitely like 10 of 15. Like, yep, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. But it's not like they're playing great. I think that they're playing like a 500-ish team that kind of hit a weird stretch in their schedule where they got a bunch of bad teams and like the teams around them also just aren't doing well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But they weren't a 500 team for most of the year, so it's definitely an improvement. But I don't know. Is there anything else you want to touch on before I maybe move us into a little bit of a game here and see how this goes?
No, that's it. I'll say, to answer the question concretely, if the Kings beat either one, any one of these three games, if they win against the Raptors at home, against the Mavericks at home, assuming Luka is healthy, and the away game at the Rockets, if they win any of those games, like a real – like this is a resume building win, then I'm also back in.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this New Orleans game is huge too, since they're direct competition, obviously, and it's the one game that's nationally televised, like ESPN this year. Not that that holds any weight to it or anything, but obviously, you know, your direct competition for this 8 seed you have to beat, and Portland falls under that too, actually.
Yeah.
Those are the tough ones that you.
It needs
out.
To be like a Lillard, like Lillard needs to be on that Portland team to make it feel like a resume building win. I guess like he needs to be healthy and all that.
Yeah, totally fair. Okay, so have you ever played the game Guess Who? You know what I'm talking about, where like you flip up or you have all these faces in front of you, and the other person has the same, and it's like, all right, I'm this person, and they have to sort of process of elimination, figure out which guy you are.
Yes.
So I thought that we could try to do this with Kings players. Hmm. So you and I each pick one player, and on the current roster. We will we'll exclude two-way guys, no Guy or Jeffries, and then ask each other questions, take turns here, and whoever manages to guess their guy first.
So, I mean, is this like with facial features, like the guess who? We can just wing it. I don't know.
Yeah, let's just see how this goes. So I'm going to pick my guy here. All right. I got mine. You got one?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Active on the roster, not now, not one of the two guys. Not one of the two ways. Does he play? Let's see.
So you got a guy, you got a guy in mind, I've got a guy in mind.
Yep. I got mine written down right here.
And does this everything goes for their time on the Kings this year or their like season wide stats?
I have their basketball reference page open and I think you have the same, and I believe that just has their King stats. So we'll go by those.
All right, works for me.
Okay. Does your guy have more than 8 field goal attempts per game?
No.
No. Okay.
Does your guy have more than equal to or more than 1.4 turnovers per game?
Oh, there's a lot with 1.4 right here. No.
So they have less than that. Okay.
Less. Yeah. Okay. So you said they have less than 8 field goal attempts. Do they, do they shoot? How do I want to do this? Do they have greater than 3 assists per game?
No.
No, okay.
Does your king, is his listed basketball reference age older than 26?
Let's see what we got here. Yes.
Yes, older? Okay.
Yes. Oh, age is a good one. I might steal you here. Okay, so you got less than 8 field goal attempts and less than 3 assists. Okay. Is your guy younger than 24 years old on basketball reference?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I think I've got you down to 3 guys here. And I think I can ask you, I'm going to take a stab at it. Is it Kent Bazemore?
No.
Okay.
So your guy is less than 8 field goal attempts, less than 3 assists, and he is, we said, older than 24.
I mean, not to give it away, but you said, I mean, I said he's not younger than 24.
Not younger than 24. interesting. Okay.
That's kind of your other question. It's been narrowed down. He's not older, nor is he younger than 24.
You know, that'll be my question.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. I do get one stab before you, you end the game here.
Yep.
What do you got? God, it's two. There's only two guys that it could be.
What guys do you got?
It's either Barnes or Joseph.
Okay.
If I did my math right. Is it Harrison Barnes?
It is.
Oh.
Here's Jabari Parker, huh?
Yeah.
You picked the guy that played one game. I mean. Okay. Let's try this one more time.
Who did we tie kind of? Because did I ask first or did you ask first? I think I maybe get the W.
I think I asked first. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just barely squeaked out a win.
All right.
This is fun. This is a fun game.
Yeah. We're a little warmed up here. Let's try one more. Let me pick someone here. What do I want to go with?
And we're going current Kings. So guys that have been traded or cut, not available. Is that the rule or no?
Do you want to widen it? It might be good to widen the list. Like, you want to do everyone that's available on Basketball Reference, anyone that's played a minute this year?
Let's do real Kings. Let's do real current Kings.
Okay. Okay. Me pick one here. Okay. I'm good.
All right, I got mine.
All right, I asked first last time. You're up.
Okay. Is this player shooting? You know what? No, that's a bad question. Okay. Does this player have? Are they scoring at least 10 points per game?
No.
Okay.
Is your king shooting greater than 45% from the field?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, 45% or lower.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Is your king under 25?
No.
Okay.
Is your king shooting greater than 35% at or greater than 35% from three this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got your guy's less than 10 points per game, but he is not younger than 25. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of guys that fit your less than 45% field goal and greater than 35 from three.
I mean, listen, man, this is the game. This is the game right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, has your guy played in more than – oh, this is tough. Okay. Has your guy played in at least 32 games?
Yes.
He has, okay.
Okay. I have yours down to three guys. Let's see, how can I narrow this down here?
I've got you down to two.
Has, shit, okay. How can I narrow you down here? Does your guy average at least three assists per game?
Yes.
Damn it. All right.
Is your guy Yogi Ferrell?
No.
All right. I know who it is, though.
Okay, so now I have to guess.
You got
to
get it.
So you said what? The last thing I asked you was greater than three assists. So it's between Buddy and Bogey.
It is one of those two players, yes.
Damn. I just got a 50-50 here. I'm going to go with Buddy.
Oh, you didn't get it. But you might still get, wait, is it, so is your guy Corey Joseph?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, you got me.
I would
2-0 here. Just,
I'm a big Bogdanovich fan, so.
Wait, who asked first on this one? You did.
I did, yeah.
So technically.
Is that a draw?
I think this is a draw.
Okay, we'll call that one a draw.
I'm taking the moral victory. Okay, you want to go one more?
One more. You got to get a chance here. You got to get a chance to get one.
Whatever.
More. I don't even know. Like, I realized, like, well, it's either Buddy or Bogey, and, like, there's no way to even prove who wins here. I'm like, I could just lie.
Right. Right.
We should have, like,
oh, really? Yeah, that's how we're playing this. All right. That's why Rich isn't losing.
I'm just saying, like, there's no way to even prove the integrity. We should put it in the chat or something. It doesn't matter. Do you peek?
I do write mine down. I don't know what good that does.
Yeah, I don't know what that's accomplishing. Okay. All right. Let's go one more. Take a second to choose your guy. The reason, by the way, I chose Bogey was I thought it would be a good choice because he's like very middle of the road in a lot of his stats.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to narrow him down.
Definitely.
Did you choose Joseph because he's the guy that was the other guy?
Yeah. I thought it would be a little tricky.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go with here. Oh man. You have one?
Hang on. Yeah. Okay.
I got mine.
Okay. I got mine.
Okay. So I'm first here then. Is your guy 23 or younger?
Yep.
Oh, here we go.
Is your guy averaging over 15 points per game?
One second here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Now it's on.
What'd you say? You said greater than 15?
Yeah.
There's two guys.
I know. I took a big swing there.
Shit.
I took a big swing there. Okay. Okay. But you've got it. I mean, like, you've got
I have it to eight guys, though.
Well, yeah.
Okay, wait, no, actually, some of these are gone.
We said no guy. We said no Jeffries.
Oh, yeah. So I have it to Bagley, Giles, Fox, and James.
We both, okay, big swings. We came up with big swings.
Damn, but you have it to two guys.
Oh, now figure out what separate that out.
Right.
This is a ridiculous game.
Let's see, how can I go here? I feel like I just have to guess. Is it Justin James?
It is not.
Damn it.
Is it De'Aaron Fox?
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Shit. All right.
You know who it is?
All right. It's so on brand for you that I didn't want to pick it, but is it Harry Giles?
It is Harry Giles.
Yes. Yes. Damn it. Yes.
But is that a tie? Because you asked first, and I know it's Buddy Hield.
Shit. I guess it is.
All right. So this is 1-0-2. Like we've done, I have one win.
Yeah.
Zero losses, two ties.
Two draws, yeah.
Do you want to go one more and you can just – and then if you win it, this whole thing is a wash and there is no point to it, but at least we both get participation trophies?
Yeah, let's try one more then.
Okay. Let's see here. Are they shooting above 36% from three?
No.
Okay. Damn.
Oh, wow. You really went for that one.
That was a big swing.
Do they have more than 5 rebounds per game?
No.
Damn. I went for a big one too.
Are they shooting below 30% from three?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do they have, let's see, how many guys do you have this down to? Oh, you still got a good bit here.
And just to clarify, if they haven't taken a three, I'll also count that as less than 30%. Like it's technically not any number, but that counts.
Right. Okay. Let's see. My first one was they do not have greater than 5 assists per rebounds per game.
Rebounds, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then now let's go with do they shoot greater than do they shoot less than 80% from the free throw line?
They do not.
Damn it. Come
on. All right. Oof, man. I don't know. I wonder if there's a way I could phrase this. You can tell me if this is an acceptable way to phrase this or not.
All right.
Do they shoot less than did they shoot less than 15% from three slash haven't taken a three? Like, so does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just, yeah, less than 15. And if they haven't taken a three, it counts as less.
All right, man, I hate this. I've done a bad job here. This is a bad strategy I've taken. Okay. Do they shoot the, yeah, God. Okay. Have they played in at least, you know what? Is it Rashawn Holmes?
What the hell?
Did I get it?
What the hell? That was the most random guess. You had so many guys left. What? Where did this come from?
I was just vibing. Okay, but
you were first, so I get a shot in the dark here.
Okay,
so less than five rebounds. So that takes out Bielitsa, Len, Bagley, and Holmes. And they do not shoot less than 80% from the free throw line. So now we're also taking out Giles. I got to write this down here to keep my head on. Bogey. We're taking out Fox. We're taking out Bazemore. And we've taken out Justin James. So I got a good amount off the list here. Do I really though? Okay. So it could be Buddy. It could be freaking Jabari Parker. It could be Yogi Ferrell. It also could be Corey Joseph. And it could be Harrison Barnes. So I think that's what I'm down to. I got five guys here.
You got a good shot. It's a better than a roll of dice.
Yogi Ferrell.
Is Harrison Barnes.
Damn it.
I'll tell you how I got to Rashawn Holmes is like I did a bad job because of the three-pointer thing. I was just going all three-pointers. Then I realized that like there's all these dudes that don't even take three-pointers. But then I realized – so I was down to like Ferrell, Bagley, Parker, Holmes, and Len. And Giles, wow, that's a lot. Okay, but I just felt like we discussed everyone else and we hadn't talked about Holmes. And I know you like Holmes. So it's like,
yeah. Gotta be him. Oh, man. That was a good one. Yeah, I think that Parker would have been an interesting one to do. I should have thought of that one.
I thought we did Parker because that was like who I had in mind, I think, on our trial run.
Got it. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it, man. We'll see. How this listens through. I'm going to have to get you back on this one if it's an okay listen.
Yeah.
Not happy with my L.
Well, I'll see you in hell.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the King's Pulse podcast. Thank you to everybody for listening. Let us know what you think of the game. And you will hear from us again in the next couple of days.